This man, Dr. King, believed deeply in the American spirit of equality and freedom. He was active and aggressive in social protest, and he passionately believed in the full constitutional rights and freedom, including opportunity for all. And that was especially so with regard to people of color, but people of color with character. His message resonated with millions of minorities and really all right-thinking human beings until that tragic day when an assassin's bullet ended his life. Part of that message of Dr. King was love, and that love in which he believed came primarily from Christian experiences and resources, so that King was able to couple his aggressive message of social protest with spiritual love and compassion. To be sure, there were many who criticized him and who disagreed with his theology, perhaps rightly so, his theology with respect to Christian fundamentals. But the Martin Luther King we celebrate and the day set aside to honor him really is much more about his message rather than the man himself. The meaning of that kingly message was all about freedom and equality and constitutional rights for all, and especially for minorities, men and women of color. That's what we celebrate. And that message spread more forcefully and was heard more clearly following his death. Although Martin Luther King, like so many others, could have adopted and encouraged a policy and pathway of violence, never was that an option for him. Unlike the tragedies in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island, New York, where killings, whether justified or not, caused the eruption of racial violence, Martin Luther King wanted to change the American structure, the prejudice and racial irrationality and hatred through the means of goodwill, and through dialogue, and through cooperation and love, not violence. Love and reason were the means to constitutional rights and freedoms. That part of the message of Martin Luther King may well have been forgotten or not published as it should have been in Ferguson and Staten Island and New York City. And everywhere there is violence. Violence solves nothing. Violence begets violence. He who lives by the sword shall die by the sword. Martin Luther King had no quarter with violence, none at all. But there are those who think that the King message of love, Christian love, racial love, was better articulated and exemplified by yet another King, Dr. Alveda King, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Alveda King, herself a strong patriot and Christian, perhaps her words and message were as or more powerful than her uncle's. Said she, quote, "There is a wave of passionate come-to-Jesus messages seeping across America," end quote. In effect, the love of Jesus passes understanding and melts away racial hatred, she was saying. Those come-to-Jesus words clearly showed the content of her character and her spiritual priorities. She was probably saying, at least in her heart, the love of Christ constrains. The love of Christ even allows one to love an enemy and not do violence. In days of old, there was a former slave by the name of Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass. Who knew better the atrocities and hatred of slavery than one who was one? Frederick Douglass said the following. "There is no Negro problem. The problem is whether or not the American people have loyalty enough, honor enough, patriotism enough to live up to their own Constitution." Well, aren't they great words? If we, the people, would live up to our very own Constitution and honor the rights of all human beings and fully practice those precepts, that behavior by itself would solve any racial problems which might exist in America, so said Mr. Douglass. If we were truly patriotic and lived by our own Constitution, the racial problems would be solved. But even today, we still have not fully lived up to our Constitution. And that includes both black and white. It is such a wonderful document. We should never try to destroy it or water it down or eviscerate it or change it or ignore it or foster and divide ourselves. We should live up to our Constitution. Live up to it. Honor and guarantee the rights in the Bill of Rights as our Constitution would require. Protect them for all men and women, including and especially people of color. Then, and only then, would there be no Negro problem, said Frederick Douglass. But we the people can only do that if we are men and women of character, real character, and honor, and patriotism. Those of us without that character, constitutional and Christian, have done great harm to the fundamental precepts of our great society. Immoral men and women, power-hungry, personally ambitious, have corrupted our governments, destroyed significant value in our economy, tarnished our churches and our religions, affected our courts and judicial systems, and wrongly influenced academia and entertainment, destroying morals and traditional values, all because these are men and women without character and caring. They fostered a predisposition among us for ego, for self, for going for ourselves, for situation ethics, what works for us, and in so many ways ignoring the law, and living for the moment, the get-away-with mentality. Any attempts at racial understanding and discussion and dialogue and cooperation weakened, even if attempted in such an environment. Men and women of goodwill really never had a chance when other men and women without character ruled the day. You know, I find it so interesting that men and women judge in generalities. The color black is different. So therefore, blacks can be suspect, many white people think. A man or woman white is different, so therefore suspect. That person prejudicial or discriminatory, a black may think in return. Discrimination generalities are wrong and stereotyped, but at work at all times, it seems, and they prevent dialogue and understanding more than anything else. And yet another man worthy of our consideration as right-thinking people seek for racial equality, this man was Nelson Mandela. Mr. Mandela was the first black to become president of the nation of South Africa in 1994. Mandela was a champion of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, of freedom, not just for blacks, but for all mankind. Mandela, a trained lawyer, a strong intellectual, and a one-time revolutionist and radical, even Marxist in his thinking and his belief, one who embraced armed struggle in the early 1960s, turned out to be an incredible voice for change, for freedom, and for equality, not just for blacks or people of color, but for all. For all. His voice in South Africa echoed the world over and should be heard with the same force as Martin Luther King. Mr. Mandela said, "I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve," said Mr. Mandela. "But, if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." Wow. Really powerful, is it not? What an incredible statement. That very same Mandela wasted away in prison for 26 years. 26 years! All the while he cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons would live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. He walked out of jail on February 11, 1990 at the age of 71. 71 years old. Perhaps one could say that such incarceration was a presidential training ground, for that allowed Mr. Mandela to run for president of South Africa in 1994 and astoundingly to win that election, well before America's election of the first black president in our history in 2008. Nelson Mandela was the very first black president of the great country of South Africa. Incredible, is it not? He had the privilege and opportunity to address the Congress of the United States, our Congress, and listen to what Mr. Mandela said to us. South Africa would fight for and visualize a future in which all shall, without regard to race, color, creed, or sex, have the right to vote and be voted into all elective offices. To deny any person their human rights is to challenge their very humanity. Isn't that a powerful statement? To vote. To vote. Men and women die for the vote, and we in America don't bother to do so. We take it for granted. They, the people of color everywhere across the world, are willing to die for that right. Our world is a far better place because of the mission and message of Dr. Martin Luther King, Dr. Alveda King, President Nelson Mandela, and so many, many others. You know, as a child, I remember an old gospel song with lyrics that went as follows. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children, all of them, of all colors, the little children of the world. Isn't that fabulous? So true. And if they, the children, are precious in his sight, and they are, so are we adults. So are all God's creations. All peoples of color should be precious in our sight as they are in his sight. If that were the case, racism would vanish instantly. Instantly. Hear then the words, my fellow Americans, of a black mother of three young adult sons. Repeat. A black mother of three young adult sons, a right-thinking African-American woman living in the great state of Florida. Perhaps she summarizes best how we the people should react to race relations this year and always. This strong and right-thinking black woman said the following words, which were motivated by the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. This woman was Eileen Yoakum, and she said, I am appalled by violence, looting, and angry behavior. Violence, looting, and angry behavior. It's appalling, she said. Violence, says this right-thinking lady, gets no one anywhere. Violence destroys everything. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a sword for a sword, and we all go down. Further, said Eileen Yoakum, this black mother of three, quote, it is our responsibility to teach our children right from wrong, and that includes especially the wrong of racial hatred. Great words, are they not? Teach your children. Teach them at home. Train up that child in the way in which he or she should go. Train them up, and there won't be any racial hatred in them, if there's none in you. Train your children. And as important as love was to Eileen Yoakum, so is respect. Respect for all mankind. Respect for laws and authority and others and self. Listen to her words. As parents, we have a responsibility to teach our children right from wrong. In order to receive respect, respect must be given not only to others but to oneself, and especially to our laws and our authority. Wonderful words, Eileen Yoakum. So very true. Respect. Respect for all mankind, and laws, and authority, and others, and yourself. This good woman, because of the tragedy in Ferguson, Missouri, spoke up and said of the killing of Michael Brown the following. I am embarrassed by the so-called black leaders, including our president, for not taking the high road on this. Instead, they pamper the rioters and ignore the rights of the officer to protect himself. I truly believe that had this been a black police officer, none of this would have happened. Our country has come a long way in race relations, but by stoking this fire, who are the real racists? She said. Who are the real racists? Yes, racism occurs, she said, in all races. Repeat, racism occurs in all races, said Mother Eileen Yoakum. And indeed it does. There are many who criticize President Obama for stoking the fires of racial divide, of racial hatred. There are many who also think that our president, his administration, and so many others ignored the rights of the officer to protect himself, like Eileen Yoakum did. Do you? There are many who think that had this been a black police officer who shot the black Michael Brown, that none of this would have ever happened. Do you believe that? And what about her statement that she wonders who in all of this are the real racists? And you have to believe with her that racism occurs in all races, do you not? Wonderful, excellent, thoughtful, honest words, Eileen Yoakum. Thank you for them. And hear the final words of Eileen Yoakum, who said in a letter to the Washington Times, quote, "We are all Americans and members of the human race." Wow. "We should be proud to live in a country where opportunities are available for those who want to work for them. And our freedoms are protected by our laws and those brave men and women who choose to serve." Could Martin Luther King have said it any better? You know, that's really the bottom line. We are all Americans, red, yellow, black, and white. And we are all members of the human race, for crying out loud, will we ever learn that? And we should be proud, like Eileen Yoakum, to live in this country, no matter what its problems, because of the opportunities which are ours to live as we wish, and to take advantage of those opportunities if we really want to work. Do you really want to work, people of color, red, yellow, black, or white? Do you really want to work or complain? And she says, like we all should, that we should be grateful to those brave men and women who chose to serve our country and allow us to live in freedom. Could Martin Luther King have said it any better? I doubt it. You know, we honor Martin Luther King, and perhaps that is the right thing to do. But we should honor all right-thinking men and women of color who preach the message of love and racial harmony and equality. I wish our president did more of that. If we could hear and act on that message, I mean really hear it and really act on it and really live it, what a wonderful, wonderful world it would be. There would be no discrimination, none at all, no segregation. And so I pray that God, through his love, will help all of us learn to live with each other in love and with respect. With respect, one for another. No matter the color of the skin, but only the content of the character, which is the ultimate concern of Martin Luther King and Eileen Yoakum. Remember that name. She's a right-thinking black American woman. God bless her. Ah, you know, my fellow Americans, if we could only do all of that, the life and the tragic death of Dr. Martin Luther King would echo the words, "Mission accomplished." To God be the glory.